This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time. It would normally be 7 past the hour. I guess you got that going for you. It's early in the hour, so there's lots to cover in this hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who along with his wife runs a fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. His fabulous website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a board-certified Nooka chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner. You name it, he does it. He sells popcorn at the circus. He's got it all going for him. And one of the one of the most controversial things, and I don't know, more response to this, I got a kick out of this. Last week, we were talking, and it shows up on the podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com, the discussion of why to drink coffee after breakfast. Mm-hmm. Remember we had that? The study that claimed you ought to drink coffee after breakfast, not before or during?
Yes.
And people said, why? I said, well, if you listen to the podcast, he explains why. No, he doesn't. He just says it's not good to do. He doesn't say why. Now, I don't remember the exact verbology here, but I thought I remembered you saying why you shouldn't drink coffee before you have your breakfast or before you have food in your stomach. But I'm going to leave that to you to sort of underscore it, and then we'll move on. But this was what people, there's such addiction to coffee. You don't drink it. Wife doesn't drink it. I don't drink it. But, man, we are certainly in the minority. Otherwise, Dunkin' Donuts and Pumpkin Dunkin' or whatever wouldn't exist, and neither would Starbucks, and neither would all the other places, Ma and Pa kettle joints that serve coffee. Everybody, when you go into a restaurant in the morning, don't they all say the same thing to you? Want a cup of coffee?
They walk up with a cup of coffee in their hands.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's one of the reasons
why
you're there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Well, you know, why do people drink it? Number one, it's a habit. And number two, because of the caffeine. And caffeine is a stimulant, but it doesn't just stimulate the brain to wake you up and get you going. It stimulates caffeine stimulates almost every system inside of the body. And one of the things you don't want stimulated before it's naturally stimulated by eating food, yes, is the digestive system. And you don't want the digestive system getting ahead of itself.
Yeah,
and it causes a sympathetic reaction inside of the body, and a sympathetic reaction slows down digestion, and so you end up with a chemical hormonal effect from drinking caffeine early in the morning before you eat anything that will affect the digestion of your food.
Mm.
So you don't want the cascade of digestion, the eating. As soon as you smell food, digestion begins, and then
really?
When you chew it, yes. The acids are being released. There's several hormones that are involved for you to handle protein, fat, and carbohydrate that are being released, getting ready. You know, here it comes. Get ready, everybody. Here comes the food. And if you've had caffeine or any kind of organic black, green tea, coffee, whatever else, ahead of time, these things are stimulated in such a way that it slows down the process. Stimulation doesn't just mean gearing something up. Stimulation can also have an anti-gearing up effect. And when you are in a fight or flight, which caffeine stimulation can create because of a sympathetic nervous system stimulation, it gets blood to the heart, to the lungs, to the brain, to the muscles, and it slows down blood flow to the digestive system. Now, you know, it's one thing to see a rabid dog at your front door and then you run for your life. It's another thing on a much, much lower level to have that kind of a stimulation take place, but it has the same effect, suppression of digestion. And so
the dog into your house. That could be.
But for that momentary shock when you slam the door shut,
right.
You know, that the hair goes up on the back of your neck, you get all goose pimply, your heart starts racing. Yeah, well, hearts start racing when you drink caffeine. because it's a stimulant in that particular sense.
But now, are you saying that tea does the same? Because I don't mind black a little tea. Cup of tea.
Black tea, green tea.
Okay, but I have a sponsor. Life tea is different than that other stuff. It's not either black or brown or gray or green. It's
well, there are non-caffeine teas.
Mm.
So,
okay.
You know, it'll say caffeine-free. If it doesn't say caffeine-free, then you know it has caffeine in it. But a lot of teas, we have a mess of herbal teas here in the house right now that we drink. And it'll say on the front, caffeine-free.
Yeah. All right, but so there's...
All tea starts out as green. Even the Black India tea starts out as green, and then they roast it.
Yeah.
They dry it out, and they roast it, and that's how you end up with black tea. But it started out as green. And so the big matcha, big promotion right now, you know, the faddish thing out there in the tea market of green tea is just tea leaves that are in their original state that haven't been treated yet.
Hmm. All right. Well, there you have it. More than you probably thought you were going to get when it comes to continually understanding the drinking of coffee, what it does to your system. See, this is the kind of thing that people love, if I do say so myself. When you're on and you go, sometimes you drive me crazy because you get into the weeds, and I don't even understand what the hell you're talking
about. That's my middle name.
I know. I understand that, and that's why Mary loves you. But when it comes to stuff like that, so helpful because it's something that everybody does. And I'm betting most of the people who just heard you explain that haven't got a clue as to why. It's a habit. You just said it. That's it. It's a habit. And you don't need to drink the coffee. You think you're relying on it, but
let me give you an example.
A cup of coffee to be all excited and worked up in the morning. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning, and I never had a cup of coffee in my life. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
Well, no, you can if you get enough sleep the night before.
I don't get enough sleep.
That's easy to do. That's an easy thing to do. But, you know, a lot of people, when they go out to dinner in the evening, they may have a cocktail or a glass of wine or something like that before their meal or with their meal. But a lot of people, once the meal's over, will sit there and enjoy a nicely brewed cup of coffee before they leave. They have the coffee at the end of the meal.
Yeah, well, they do.
We don't think about that in the morning.
Instead of dessert, you want a cup of coffee? Or you want a cup of coffee and a piece of pie? You know, that kind of stuff.
Just leave it at the coffee.
The waitress comes to the table. I went to a restaurant the other night, and one of the strange things, you know, they have 90 minutes now. You come in and you can stay 90 minutes, and then you got to get out. And at the end, because we were chatting, the lady said, "Sorry, you don't have time for coffee or dessert." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, fortunately for you and us, we don't want coffee or dessert." It's really pretty amazing how we get stuck on that. So I'm betting that'll make it into the podcast next week. But the coffee discussion started in the last week's podcast. Find them at GoodDayHealthShow.com. In a moment, I want to talk about what Jack has at ForbiddenDoctor.com for his podcast and some of the other things that are being focused upon, if you will. Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Take care of your brain. Jack will be the first to tell you how important vitamin D is for your brain. And Prevagen has a very large supply. As a dietary supplement, Prevagen's number one when it comes to helping you have a healthier brain. So, if you will do yourself the favor, I'm just reminding you, as you're taking care of your body, take care of your brain. That noggin is so precious you got nothing if you don't have a brain. Add to your routine the proven brain health supplement, Prevagen. It's part of my daily routine. Make it part of yours. Prevagen, Prevagen, for a healthier brain and a much better life.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the great things that Jack offers, I talk about his website all the time, Forbidden Doctor, because there's always great podcasts. There are a couple of hundred of them there, pretty much covering every medical issue you could come up with. One of the other things that you find at Forbidden Doctor is Jack's symptom survey. Jack has put this together, and now he's got new people on his staff because this has become very, very promotionally positive. Yes. So if you want to get more out of life, figure out what's going on in your body, that's really what your website says to do, Jack.
Well, it is, and it's a very cost-effective way to find out a better understanding of what's going on inside of you. I mean, we know nutrition. You hear that, you know, you've heard that from years from me on this radio show. Yeah. There's no obligation to buy anything, but you just, you click on symptom survey on the home page, and you complete it. As you well know, it takes a little while to do that because there's so many questions. And then on the final page of the survey, you sign up for the member account that's there, and you're going to get an email back with your link with a password. And you want to be sure to check your email for that message. And your personalized protocol won't be ready right away because one of us, especially a nutritional counselor that we work with here, will analyze the confidential survey information. They'll run it by Mary. They'll run it by me to make sure that we can put together a custom.
How do you have time?
Because as I run from one treatment room to the next, they will bring me the handout, the sheet, and said, here's what they said. Here's their complaint. Here's their major complaints. This is what I think needs to be done, and I may add to it. I may change something. But for the most part, you know, we've worked together long enough now. They know how I think. They know how Mary thinks. And they've learned an awful lot themselves. And it's completely HIPAA secure, completely confidential. And then you will receive back what we suggest you might consider as a protocol to address your problems, whether it's with the heart or the brain or the lungs or the digestive system, reproductive system, the skin, whatever else is your major issue. We'll have some suggestions for you, and it's free up to that point. And if you want to go further, we'll give you a free 30-minute consultation on why we came up with the suggestions and the answers that we did to your survey.
Yeah. All right. So this is important stuff. You really need to. I say this all the time. I don't want to sound like beating a dead horse, but it's not beating a dead horse. You'll be the dead horse if you don't pay attention to what's going on in your body. You need to know what's going on. It's your responsibility. All Jack's trying to do is help you out. So when you look at all the information, it's HIPAA. You know, I wave my HIPAA rights when I'm talking to Jack and to Ken because I don't mind you hearing stories about what I'm going through and what the doctors say. As a matter of fact, when we continue, I want to tell you about my latest visit, my latest physical in my never-ending quest to find out what's going on in this body. As that is a focus, and I think I try to act as a guinea pig a little bit to tell you stories, and hopefully it's helpful. All of this is hopefully helpful. That's why we do it every week. It's Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell in this hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back into the fold here, into the era of really, because of COVID, we got to know what's going on in our body. Some people are becoming aware of it more so. Would you, I guess maybe that's a question for you, Jack, as the professional here. Do you think that people who are coming to visit you are more aware? Are they thinking more about better health? Are they afraid? What do you think is the tone and the tenor of the average person that comes to your clinic? These days,
I see one of two different kinds of people: those who want me to answer their lives and make their life safe for them,
right,
and those that have stepped forward and actually started researching how their bodies work. There's tremendously good information, as well as crazy, out there on the internet, and you can do specific searches. How does the pancreas work? How does the ovary work? How do the eyeballs work? And you can get some great information. And if you couple that with natural whole food support, you can come up. And those are the people who actually, those are the people who ask me the most questions, are those who actually spend some time researching. And interestingly enough, these same people are researching politics. They're researching economics. They're researching social aspects of their lives. They're aware enough to care. And then there's the other group of people, as I said, who want me to make the world safe for them and to answer their every last little question. And these are people could be in their 60s and 70s, who I'll bet if you went home, you wouldn't find three books in their house. Now, no offense. I'm just trying to answer your question as best I can.
No offense taken, of course not.
I don't mean you. I didn't mean the audience.
I do pay attention to what's going on in my body, and I don't know where that comes from. My mother didn't pay attention to her body. She was dead at 50. My father thought he was, I don't think he thought about it. He just kind of was athletic, and he was always in shape, and he was very vigorous, and you know, he's pretty careful about it. I never really saw my father. He got a little paunchy after my mother died, and he started having fibrillations about the same time. And that may, for a while, have, I don't know if the two went together or not, but he lost the weight as he got older. He was quite trim. And as Jack says many times, you probably agree with this. I mean, as Ken says, you never have seen anybody 90 who is obese. You don't live to be old if you don't take care of your weight. You agree with that statement?
Yeah, I have some patients in their 80s who are overweight, but I don't have anybody in their 90s that are anything but thin.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So does that happen just because that's what happens to your body, or people have to work at it? I'm wondering sometimes whether it just happens naturally, your body stays trim because
it
wants to.
I need to send you a video that someone had sent me the other day, and it's a color remake of a 1901 film that was taken on the streets of London. And I think it's outside of a manufacturing plant because there's all these workers walking around. They're similarly dressed. And Mary was pointing out to me when we were watching, it's about 4 minutes long. I'll send it to you. And there was not one person among at least 100 to 150 that you would ever consider overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go to the mall, you know, go anywhere, go to the theater, anywhere else, and see if that's still the case. No, it isn't. And that's why we have this explosion now of degenerative conditions in our bodies affecting how the brain works, how the heart works, how the pancreas, the lungs, the digestive system, because we are so burdened because of the fact that we simply just overeat and usually overeat the wrong stuff.
I was at an auction, a farm auction this past weekend, and I'm aghast at how overweight, big, heavy these people are, and they smoke, and they don't wear a mask, and you know, any number of things. It just really,
but there's a pill for that.
There's an operation for that. However, it's pretty unpleasant, as I'm sure the people will tell you who've been through it. Coming up next, as we go into the next half hour, a focus on breast cancer with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Democrats want an apology from Georgia Senator David Perdue. The Republican was speaking at a Trump rally in Macon, Georgia, as he was speaking against a possible Democratic takeover of power when he mocked California Senator Kamala Harris's name.
The most insidious thing that Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are trying to perpetrate, and Bernie and Elizabeth and Kamala, I don't know. Whatever.
Harris is also the first woman of color to be on a major party's national ticket. She is of black and Asian parentage. Perdue stands accused of sounding a racist dog whistle. He's up for re-election this year, and his Democratic challenger, John Ossoff, called him out on Twitter. He said, quote, "We are so much better than this." In a second tweet, Ossoff said Perdue never would have done that to a male colleague or a white colleague. This is USA Radio News. Employees at some tech giants, they're voters too, but where are they sending their money? USA Radio's Val Dior has a look at that.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in Political Action Committee, or PAC, donations. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Jacinda Ardern and the liberal-leaning Labor Party are cruising to re-election in New Zealand. With most of the votes counted, Ardern is well on her way to a second term as Prime Minister, and the Labor Party a clear majority in Parliament. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I am looking at the video at the moment of some of the stuff going on my farm, and I was thinking about my former wife. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Week, or month, I guess it is. And I wonder, when it comes to treating cancer, we all know what the conventional world is all about and what is supported by drugs and, you know, that sort of stuff, the cancer community, cancer business. But when somebody comes to you, and they may not know whether they have cancer. They come to your clinic in Salt Lake City, and they've got an ache in their back, and they want you to fix, adjust, whatever it is. Oftentimes, whether you know it or not, breast cancer pain starts in your back. So what do you do? What do you? You're not a diagnostician necessarily, but you do know what's going on in somebody's body. So how do you deal with that?
Oh, I do. I do a lot of diagnosis, and any time I see anything that would border, even approach, that kind of a problem, they are immediately referred.
Yeah. All right. So you send them to people who know.
Now, that doesn't mean I stop taking care of them. I'll continue to take care of them.
Yeah.
But I will tell them, listen, I want you to go do this. Now, interestingly enough, some of them say, no, I'm going to stay here. And I say, well, you know, you're having a problem that's outside of my scope of practice.
Right, exactly.
And so, and it may well be something that you need to give some more attention to, or at least go get a consultation.
Well, so, I think that's it. But do you have, I think it depends on the region that you're in as to what kind of care you can get. You agree with that? I mean, what Salt Lake City isn't known as a big medical facility, big medical capital, is it?
Oh, yes.
There's no big, what's there?
Between Denver and San Francisco, we're it. If you go south, you won't find anything until you get down to Phoenix. And there's nothing north of us. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the Intermountain Healthcare System, as well as other hospital systems, are focused on the University of Utah Health Center, which is very well established as far as talent concerns and expertise, because it's about the only thing in a 1,000-mile stretch from Denver to San Francisco.
Really? All right. There is continuing. I know you'll enjoy this because you are happy to go along with anything that seems to point out the foibles of the people who are, quote unquote, in charge when it comes to handling COVID. It seems to me 2-3 months ago, didn't we talk about a study that said the virus didn't last on stainless steel, for example, or other flat surfaces? At the beginning, it was the virus lasts for a month on all of these surfaces. And then 2 or 3 months later, oh, no, we made a mistake. That's not true. Well, you'll be happy to know that a study being published this week in the Virology Journal says, oh, COVID is all over the place. Glass, money, on top of stainless steel.
Absolutely.
So who the hell knows what to
believe? Well, we've done some podcasts on this.
Yeah.
In the air you're breathing, and this comes from virology research as well, there are 10 to the 31st power of viruses in the atmosphere of this planet. There's 10 to the 31st. You know how big a number is 10 with 31 zeros after it?
That's about the distance between here and the nearest planet that looks like Earth.
Yeah.
In terms of miles.
Yeah. It is more than the stars of the known universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there are hundreds of millions of galaxies out there now.
Yep.
And it's more than all the stars that they contain. You can't escape a virus. We keep thinking of viruses and bacteria as being the bad guy.
Yep.
There are a lot of these things that are very beneficial to our life. Even in a newborn baby, and we've always assumed that a baby's digestive system was sterile before it came out of the amniotic fluid at birth, now they have found in just the first week to 10 days of a baby's life, it has 10 to the 8th power of viruses in its gut, and it's perfectly healthy. So, you know, it's whatever sells advertising. That's what when I hear announcements like this being made, because it's flip-flopping, the WHO flip-flops, the CDC flip-flops, and the latest information that comes out, who stands to gain from what's being said? Because these things aren't always as scientific as we want to believe that they are, to take away our own concerns and our own fears. And when it comes to the fact that these viruses, you can't escape them, you're walking through an ocean of microbes that are so small, they're absolutely invisible to the naked
yeah.
eye.
Yeah.
And so we kind of dismiss their existence as being real at all because we simply cannot see them.
Yeah.
And something I've used before to try to give a good idea as to how small a virus is. Viruses are down to the level of 1 micron. They can be that small. 1 micron. What's that mean? That means
small.
If you took everybody on the face of this planet and reduced them to the size of 1 micron and lined them up, that line would be 3.5 inches long. That's how small a virus is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're floating, they're swimming, they land. You can sit there and sterilize a tabletop in a matter of minutes. It's covered with viruses all over again.
Exactly. So you're playing a fool's game. All right, now, with that in mind, before we talk about me and my experience with the doctor here, one other thing about whether this is a fool's errand or not. I know you're not going to get the vaccine. A lot of people are lining up for their vaccine.
Yeah.
And so I see that there is, according to Dr. Fauci, there is chaos and confusion because of the different bits and pieces of information. Much like what we were just saying, from whatever source the virus sticks, it doesn't stick, okay, so we're going to have a vaccine?
Yeah.
We're not going to have a vaccine. Take care of yourself, you won't need it. Go ahead.
The announcement from Johnson & Johnson this morning.
Yeah.
They backed off on their studies because people are getting sick from the vaccine.
Yeah, right. So when I went to the doctor, he went through several protocols with me, and I want to. This is a guy that gives me a physical every year or so, and it's a conventional. He sort of blends stuff. He was never in charge or never in favor of vaccines before, but he is now, and I'll tell you why as we continue here. This Good Day Health, or we get podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, and Dr. Jack's podcast with his wife at forbiddendoctor.com, their fabulous website, forbiddendoctor.com. Here's a word to the wise about losing weight. This is something that I support and have supported, not just because I get paid, because that's cool, but I will only talk about things that I take and use myself, and I will only take and use natural homeopathic material. And that's really the cool part about Calitrin, which has become America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. Non-toxic, nothing bad. Now there are a lot of complementary things that you can find at toploss.com that go along with Calitrin to help you lose the weight, help you lose the maybe little bulge you got around your center, about your midriff. A lot of women are using that. Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen protein, and that's the main ingredient in some of the other things, the bulk buster or whatever they call it. I forgot what they call it. You can find it at their website, toploss.com. Look for the ancillary products that help you when it comes to the weight loss process. Calitrin, take four capsules at night. By the way, there are a lot of benefits to taking it besides losing weight. And one of the reasons I like it is because it makes me sleep. I have never really had a lot of trouble sleeping, but you know, it's got a lot of things on your mind. This just kind of relaxes you. It's kind of meditative in a manner of speaking, how you feel after you take it. All kinds of information from A to Z at the website, and you can have a private session with the Q&A person at toploss.com to answer your specific question about how to use this. So they got help galore. The idea is to get you there, and then you go from there. That's my job, to get you to toploss.com. When you check out, use our discount code DJV, so you don't have to pay any shipping charges, and you'll be able to get the best bargains, the best prices on having Calitrin shipped to you. Number one, when it comes to healthy weight loss, that's Calitrin at toploss.com.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big. Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in-rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, back with Dr. Jack here on the Good Day Health platform at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So, anyway, I went to have a physical. The doctor, after I had the TIA, said, well, you haven't had a physical. Well, I actually have, but not with him. So I said, come in and let me go through you head to toe, yada, yada. Pretty conventional stuff, weight loss, you know, what's your blood pressure? Mine is 110, pretty consistent. It was yesterday 110 over 72, but it usually is in that. And so I asked a question. Remember, I don't know if I said this to you. I said it to Ken about taking the Plavix, which is supposed to thin your blood. Well, if you have low blood pressure, will it make you lightheaded? Ken said no. But I noticed I sort of have... And he didn't like this either. I've been my own doctor. I cut everything in half. So now I'm taking the statin in half. and it seems to agree with me. Doesn't I have no negative side effect? A little lightheadedness once in a while, but not a lot like I did when I first got started. And the cramps aren't as much of a problem if I only take a little dose. And the same with the Plavix, which is supposed to be a blood thinner. What's bothering me is every time I get a cut on the farm, I bleed more than I used to. But that's supposed to be good, right? And I was also told yesterday by the doctor I could give blood, which I really am happy about. So, anyway, we went through the pneumonia shot. Have you ever had a pneumonia shot? Flu shots? No, I know. But what about the pneumonia shot?
No, I haven't had any shots since I was a child.
Really?
Yeah.
Other than from your first wife. Maybe that's a different story for a different day. That's supposed to be funny, Jack.
Yes. Yeah. You really cracked me up.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
No,
yeah,
other than the three that I got when I was very, very young, I have not had a shot since.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And did it leave a scar? Sometimes they leave scars.
Oh, yeah, the little scratchy, the little smallpox thing. That
yeah,
they're
always itchy. Yeah, why are they? I'm just scratching mine now. I was thinking about it. Why are those where you had them when you were like 2-3 years old? Why are they always itchy?
Well, because your body recognizes immediately that it does not belong there.
Yeah, but this
so
is
a lot of times
I got
mine
70 years ago.
Well, some people's bodies will get rid of that stuff over time. It encapsulates it and gets it into either the urine or the colon to get rid of it. And some of that stuff gets encapsulated and it doesn't move and it stays there. And occasionally it'll irritate a local nerve fiber, and that will cause some itching that's going on. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's pretty well encapsulated. I mean, what it was designed to do, its effect was over in a matter of a few weeks when we were children. But it's supposed to create antibodies. All that activity takes place in the first 2 to 3 weeks. However, some of the material, and who knows what was in the ones that we got back then, especially the Simeon 40, which is kind of scary in the way of cancer. But the body, if it can't immediately get rid of something, it will wall it off. If it knows it doesn't belong there, it will create a wall around it. It will encapsulate it in a fat protein structure to isolate it from the rest of the body because it knows it doesn't belong there.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the long life energy enzyme. Sometimes they refer to them as the Lees, the most powerful, as Jack suggested, all natural way. This is something that is great for your pancreas. It's great for digestion, all kinds of problems that your body has you may not even know about, but why not take it to be safe? You'll find that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And don't forget all of our conversation about the symptom survey. At your service and certainly on your side, that's Dr. Jack Stockwell in his clinic in Salt Lake City. Probably snowing there already because it snows a lot there. A little early in the season for the rest of us, but anyway. Dr. Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. But eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
Well, it's common to have many questions. There are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 833-8ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are into medicine big time, and we have Big Jack here to help us through our big time medical review. You're our big guy. You're a big, broad shouldered big guy. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Your wife likes that. I'm happy to tell everybody. All right, enough of that stuff. Let's get to Jack and yet another way to understand what's going on in your body, or maybe better put, Jack, why you put certain things into your body. In this case, the long life energy enzymes that you produce, you can get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com, L-E-E. They're called Lees. You put bitter melon. So what is bitter melon? We can all guess, but I'm guessing we'd be wrong. What's
bitter melon?
Well,
as we've talked about before, our long life energy enzymes has a two-pronged approach. Number one, to support digestion and to clean out the bloodstream from all the stuff that builds up in the walls of the bloodstream.
That includes the plaque that
absolutely
bothered me. How come it hadn't gotten rid of all the plaque in my carotids then?
Well, you're not taking enough, or
really?
You had an awful lot of plaque, and it's just going to take
40%. The doctor told me last week I didn't have to worry until it got to be 70%. I don't like it at 40%. I don't like
any. Of course not.
Because I don't have any of the rest of my body.
Well, the body is very selective where it will lay down plaque.
Apparently.
And the other half of the enzyme approach is to support sugar handling processes in the body, or the things that tend towards diabetes. Now, in the Journal of Medicinal Food, which is not published inside the United States, I guarantee it, pharmaceutical companies will not allow that. But in the foreign nations, especially in the area of the Orient, where they do an awful lot of food research, because obviously that's where our life stems from, is the food choices we have, they've long known that bitter melon is very supportive of the pancreas' ability to lower fat in the bloodstream and to help regulate sugar levels. So we made sure we put that in our long-life energy enzymes.
All right, so what's the recommended? I take a couple in the morning and a couple at night, but it says on the bottle take four. That's why I take four, two, and two. Should I take four in the morning and four at night?
If you've got that much plaquing going on in your carotids, I would suggest four in the morning and four at night.
Really? Yep. Now I can put that in the music.
And you
four
want that
in the morning, four in the evening.
And you want it on an empty stomach. If you have food in your stomach, these enzymes are going to help digest the food. If there's no food present for the enzymes to digest, they will get into the bloodstream. We have regular amounts of pancreatic enzymes. That's a good thing. Because if we took a blood sample of you right now, we would find certain what are considered normal levels of these enzymes present in the bloodstream, because the pancreas is constantly putting them out in the bloodstream. It's one of the ways they're able to tell if it's elevated that you have pancreatic problems.
Doesn't standard process have something that we could take in addition to the Lee enzymes for your pancreas?
Yeah, multizyme. Oh, pancreatrophin, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
a
protomorphogen called pancreatrophin. So if you are tending towards pancreatic problems, pancreatrophin slows down and stops.
How would you know?
Kind of autoimmune.
If you got pancreatic problems, how would you detect that in your body?
Well,
what's the first sign of a pancreatic problem?
Anytime you have sugar imbalances, anything that tends towards diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes or insulin sensitivity, you've got some pancreatic problems.
Is this the stuff that causes pancreatic cancer? Because that's a very deadly...
Well, it can go in that direction. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to.
Right.
But pancreatic cancer always started with something like this.
All right. There's some very important information that you'll want to get. Probably be repeated in the next podcast that we do at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Between working from home, not being able to hit the gym, and staying indoors more often, the lockdown has left a lot of people aching because they're doing less movement. So let's see if we can figure out how to get around that with Andy Solomon.
Inactivity can worsen joint pain caused by osteoarthritis, a condition that affects over 30 million U.S. adults. And it's no surprise that more people are complaining of aches and pains since COVID began. Rheumatologist Dr. Daniel J. Wallace explains.
When it comes to arthritis pain, simple lifestyle changes can make a big difference. Maintaining a healthy weight is important to decrease stress on your body, especially your joints. Low-impact exercises like walking, gentle yoga, swimming, and even light weightlifting can help decrease pain over time.
In addition, Dr. Wallace says there are over-the-counter medications developed specifically to relieve this pain.
I recommend my patients use Voltaren Arthritis Pain Gel, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory gel for joint pain due to arthritis. An alternative to pills, Voltaren Gel targets pain directly at the source for powerful pain relief. Talk to your doctor about the right arthritis treatment for you.
For more, go to VoltarenGel.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.